This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. WNYC's series of Catholic Conversations continues this week with two priests from the Diocese of Brooklyn and Queens. Father Jim Cunningham is pastor of Holy Name Church in Windsor Terrace. Father Michael Perry is pastor of Our Lady of Refuge in East Flatbush. Welcome both of you to WNYC.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Father Jim Cunningham, your parish, Holy Name Church in Windsor Terrace, has about 400 families made up largely of Irish and Italian families with some young newcomers to the neighborhood starting to show up at Mass. Father Jim, what's the core issue facing your parish and what kind of pope would help you address it?
The biggest challenge that we face is evangelization, trying to evangelize people who are baptized Catholic but do not practice their faith, and then perhaps others in the community who have no relationship with God whatsoever or are looking for something. How can we in Windsor Terrace reach out, make people feel welcome? Technology has to be a big part of it.
So you liked it that Pope Benedict tweeted?
I think it was a great thing because I think it touched so many different people.
Father Michael Perry of Our Lady of Refuge in East Flatbush, your parish is larger, 1,500 families, and more ethnically diverse. You offer Masses in English, Spanish, and Creole. What is the core issue facing your parish, and what kind of pope could help you address that issue?
In terms of the religion, people are looking for the new pope to help us move ahead because we seem to be bogged down at this point.
Bogged down in what way?
Bogged down in a tradition that doesn't have the same values that it used to have. My people are really good, loyal Catholics coming from the West Indies, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, from Mexico. They see things that don't make sense in their cultural terms. For example, married priests make sense to them. So there needs to be, on the part of the Vatican and part of the clergy, a better understanding of cultural diversity in the church.
Why, if they're cradle-to-grave Catholics, would they think that married priests make sense?
Because there aren't enough priests and they're very practical people.
Is it important to you that the next pope be non-European, especially for your parish?
No. The position of pope, which is unique in the world, perhaps only paralleled by the Dalai Lama, is so above differences. For the people of my parish, anybody who's elected pope is good with them.
What about you, Father Jim? How
no,
important
I would agree with
that?
Father Perry. I don't think that's an important factor. I think now perhaps I hope the College of Cardinals will look for a candidate that's younger who will be able to have an impact on the church for a significant amount of time.
The Catholic faith is grounded, of course, in God and Jesus Christ. And yet one needs a faith in the institution to keep one Catholic. That faith has been sorely tried by the priest child sexual abuse scandals and the Vatican financial scandal. Do they challenge your faith in the institutional church, Father Michael?
Yes. My faith in the institutional church, no, but my perception of the church, yes. I had an experience of a few years ago of finding an old broken down chair in the garbage, calling the upholsterer and saying, "What do you think?" He said, "Yes, it's worth saving." The chair of Peter is in bad shape right now, in, I think, very bad shape. Is it worth saving? Absolutely.
Father Jim, has your faith been shaken in the institutional church?
In the institution, no, because I think the institution has been around for so long that it's been able to overcome challenges throughout the centuries.
Do you agree with Father Michael that you think the chair is broken?
I don't know if I'd say broken might be too strong of a word, but certainly there's a few holes in the upholstery.
What do you say to parishioners who say, "Father, I don't know if I can be Catholic anymore"?
I wonder how people persevere when every day you read the paper and you see a new scandal. I think their faith is in Christ. And if we believe that Christ is with us, then we can overcome anything.
The scripture says, "You shall know the truth and the truth will make you free." Now, if the truth is an unpleasant truth, deal with it. In the past, we were able to bypass them or sidetrack them, sometimes even bury them. That's not the right way to do it. Confront it, deal with it, and move on.
What are you reflecting on during the papal transition personally?
I'm reflecting on Pope Benedict XVI's humility and courage in doing what he did. I think the man who's brilliant. I mean, you read his books, he's brilliant.
Father Jim, what are you reflecting on?
I feel this sadness. You know, does he know the impact that he's had in the church? Does he know how Catholics all over the world love him, respect him, and admire him for what he's done?
Father Jim Cunningham is pastor of Holy Name Church in Windsor Terrace. Father Michael Perry is pastor of Our Lady of Refuge Church in East Flatbush. Both are in Brooklyn. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And our Catholic conversations continue online at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.